Good morning. I'm Debbie Holmes on 89.7 NPR News. An Ohio State student has created a faster and less expensive method to make prosthetic limbs. Now he's helping engineering students learn the process to help others. I'm here at Form 5 Prosthetics in Gahanna to talk to founder and CEO Aaron Westbrook. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you so much, Debbie. I'm grateful for the opportunity.
So your idea started when you attended New Albany High School. What happened?
I was born without my hand, and I went all the way up to my freshman year of high school to get a prosthetic, and that's really when I was exposed to kind of the faults in the system as well as just the barriers. And so that's what launched me into creating better solutions for people like myself.
And so you started coming up with ideas in high school.
Yes, yeah. So I began 3D printing as a sophomore in high school. I was fortunate to do an independent project when New Albany got their grant for the fabrication lab. And so really that launched me into doing my own research and then eventually launching the organization with our mission to provide advanced eco-friendly 3D printed prosthetics.
Now, how does a 3D printer work? We're looking at it right here. What materials do you use then?
Yeah, so we use a multitude of different materials, but 3D printers primarily use PLA or ABS plastic. A lot of our final devices are made out of ABS. ABS is a very strong, rigid material. Cars are actually made out of ABS. And so 3D printers, the best way to describe it is it's like a hot glue gun where there's a hot nozzle and material is fed through. But instead of glue, this would be plastic. And then the printer itself on the computer inside is programmed to print a pattern over and over again until it forms that full object.
How fast can it make a device?
We can actually 3D print a device in about a week. So, you know, the more printers you have, the more devices you can print, more parts you can print at once. And we actually tested that theory this past weekend at our CoFab workshop, where we made five individuals with limb loss prosthetics in just 4 days.
So that, do you think that that's a good pace then, that you could keep that up?
Absolutely, yeah. And as we look to continue expanding and purchasing more printers, the more devices we can provide individuals here in Columbus and beyond.
Why do you think this is so needed?
Well, there's a lot of barriers to individuals getting prosthetics, whether that be cost, insurance, geographically, you know, there may not be a clinic around them. But I think the biggest thing right now within the prosthetic profession and a lot of, you know, the obstacles within the limb different community, we just don't feel represented. And so one of the biggest things about Form 5 is we want to include the limb different community's perspective and, you know, their ideas for prosthetics. And so that's what we did in our workshop this past weekend.
Now, prosthetics can be a highly regulated industry. What are the rules for people wanting to make these devices?
So we were actually a part of updating legislation here in the state over the summer. And so really, it's a knowledge of the 3D printing technology, the correct materials to, you know, provide and create a prosthesis, as well as having that tie and connection and experience in working with someone with a limb difference.
What kind of prosthetics can it make then, your machine?
Yes, so we can provide a bunch of different prosthetics. The ones that we provide are body powered. So whether that be someone who has actuation of their wrist or elbow, that's what opens and close the fingers. Mine works by me opening the fingers by moving my elbow. And then we also really are pioneering task-specific devices, which are really anything for any task, hobby, or profession.
How much does this cost then? It's much lower than the typical prosthetic.
Yes. So our devices really, out factoring the cost of printers, could really be anywhere from $200 to $300.
And that workshop that was held last weekend, there were five people there. Did they all get different limbs then?
They did. So we worked on a multitude of different devices. One for a woman to ride in Pelotonia. So she received a bike prosthesis. We worked with a young girl for a device to hold a pick so she could play guitar. A young boy traveled all the way from Pittsburgh so that he could play cello. And then we provided an 18-year-old boy at Olentangy a prosthetic like mine, just a regular body-powered arm.
Well, thanks so much. I've been talking with Aaron Westbrook, founder and CEO of Form 5 Prosthetics, a nonprofit company aimed at using recyclable material to make prosthetic limbs. Thanks again.
Thanks so much, Debbie.